my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening to Revival Time today. I'm delighted that you're listening. It's going to be a great day. It is Friday, and Easter has come and gone, and we're into the school year. We're getting ready for finals in college. It's hard to believe. And graduation from college. I'm telling you, time is flying, and we're having a good time. And I trust that you'll be praying for North Valley Baptist Church, Golden State Baptist College. I hope you're praying for Youth Conference coming up in June. And I want you to pray that God would, in a powerful way, work in our midst. It's June the 22nd through the 25th, and it is going to be great. How about the song, Out of My Darkness? And we'll play it for you right now. Thank God that you're listening. Have a great day, but stay with us during the broadcast.
Out of my darkness, Jesus' blood has won the fight. Into his likeness, what a wonderful sight. Making my way into his kingdom so bright. Out of my darkness and into his light. Out of my darkness, Jesus' blood has won the fight. Into his likeness, what a wonderful sight. Making my way into his kingdom so bright. Out of my darkness and into his light.
Stumbling in darkness,
I was bound up in sin.
Constantly losing the battle within. But what a great transformation, all the glory did roll.
On that wondrous day, my name was added to the roll.
Then I came
out of my darkness, Jesus' blood has won the fight. Into his likeness, what a wonderful sight. Making my way into his kingdom so bright. Out of my darkness and into his light.
Long ago and far away a tomb was occupied. The victim of a cruel death was tightly sealed inside.
But then the victim turned to victor when the stone was rolled away. He stepped outside, the darkness died,
his light remains today. Jesus' blood has won the fight. Into his likeness, what a wonderful sight.
Making my way into his kingdom so bright.
Out of my darkness and into his light.
Yes, I came
out of my darkness. Jesus' blood has won the fight. Into his likeness, what a wonderful sight. Making my way into his kingdom so bright.
Isn't it amazing how much in darkness we lived? We just lived in darkness. Oh, when Jesus came, business picked up. We trusted him. We put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he saved us. And I came out of the darkness. Well, we have one more song, and it's the Heritage Trio. These three kids are all serving God. Pastor Stephen Russ is the pastor. I'm going to guess he's been there 10 or 11 or 12 years probably by now, maybe more than that, who knows, but he's doing a great job. And I think you'll be blessed. They're singing this song, Tell Me One More Time. Go ahead and sing it for us, young people. Then we'll get in the book of 1 John chapter 5. We'll close the book off this week today, and we'll move to 2 John next week.
As I go to tell the story of God, amazing grace.
I prayed for him.
Today, I want to bring your attention to verse number 19, chapter 5, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. The old devil's in charge today. We sing, he's got the whole world. Well, the devil has the world in his hand. Adam gave the world over to the devil, and the devil runs the world. I want you to notice, and there's 22 times in the Bible that in 1 John, 22 times that God uses the word world. Chapter 1, verse 2, he is a propitiation of our sins, and not only ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world. Chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You cannot love the world and love Jesus. Get away from the world, the cosmos system, the philosophy of this world. It's an anti-God philosophy. The music is anti-God. The philosophy is anti-God. Now, the Christianity is anti-God. For all that is in the world, chapter 2, verse 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Verse 17, the world passeth away. By the way, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God says you can abide forever, but the world's going to pass away. This whole world's going to be burnt up. Chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Don't be upset that the world doesn't know you. I recall many, many years ago, back in the early 80s, I ran into the mayor, and the mayor said, I'm sorry, Pastor. And I said, about what? And they said, well, you were up for the resident or citizen of the year in our, and you were runner up to the Catholic priest. And I said, well, that's a compliment. But then I got thinking about it. I don't want to be runner up. I don't want to be first place. I want to be a gentleman, a Christian gentleman, but I don't want to, the good night, if I'm a man of God, I'm not going to win first place for the who's who in the city. Apostle Paul didn't. They stoned him. Behold, what manner of love the Father, 1 John 3:1, hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Wherefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Marvel not, brethren, if the world hates you. Don't be surprised. This world's not going to be clapping for you. But verse 17, whoso have this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, how dwelt the love of God in him? Don't tell me you love your brethren, you won't give to them. Chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Chapter 4, verse number 3, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, wherefore ye have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. Chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. And this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only Son into the world. And we have seen and testify that Jesus came into the world. Chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, and we are of this world. Verse number 4. Whosoever born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Who that overcometh the world, but he that believeth on Jesus, the Son of God. Verse number 19, which we read at the beginning, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the hands of the wicked one. He's got the whole world in his hand, as Satan does today. Do not love the world. Do not be enamored with this world. The world's dress, the world's attitude, the world's philosophy, the world's thinking, the world's church work. Don't be involved with the world. Be involved with the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Stand on the Word of God. It's Saturday. Saturday's coming tomorrow. Let's make it a great day in which we go out and work and bring the lost to Jesus Christ, talk to people about church, talk about the Lord, win folks to Christ. And then let's look forward on Sunday to getting involved. Get to church early. Don't come late. Get there early and sing every song, every stanza. Think about what you're singing. Sing in the choir. Sing with special music. Play an instrument. Be a parking lot attendant. Do something in the work of God. Work with the sound system. Work with the live stream. Work in the nursery. Work as a Sunday school teacher. Work as a bus worker. But let's work, be an usher in the church. And then let's amen the pastor when he preaches the word of God. Father, bless our wonderful listeners this day. Give us a good day in which we glorify your name, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.